Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah, did you fly Spirit on your way home from Alaska?
No, back.
No, I did not, but I did get upgraded to first class on my way there.
Yeah, we told you.
I know.
Sorry. That's what I meant to do, sorry.
Yeah, no, we were in San Francisco flying to Fairbanks, and it was late at night. We were getting into Fairbanks at 1 in the morning, and I mean, let's be honest, like, how many people going to Alaska are, you know, going first class? And so it was pretty much empty. And so at first the guy said, is anybody celebrating a birthday today? And a woman, you know, jumps up and she comes back, first class. And then he says, is anybody else celebrating a birthday? And my husband's like, we're celebrating a honeymoon. And he's like, come on up.
Yeah.
And we had already eaten dinner because the San Francisco airport actually had good food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'll have a second dinner because it's free. I've never had first class food before. So I shoved
that food.
It's still airplane food at the end of the day.
I shoved it down. And then, you know, I didn't know you could get free liquor. I thought it was just free wine. And so my husband ordered, like, you know, whatever whiskey it was. And I was like, why'd you do that? We get free wine. He's like, this is free too.
I've never flown first class in my life, but I know all that happens. That's why I want to fly first class.
Oh, gosh, it was just amazing.
So you get to Alaska stuffed and drunk.
We were stuffed and drunk, and we were in Alaska. Everybody thought we were taking a cruise because that's, like, the normal way to do Alaska.
Yeah, that's why I told everybody. I was like, Sarah's going to Alaska for a honeymoon. And I'm like, oh, that'll be a nice cruise. Like, no.
She's
going to hop on a bus and go 7 hours into the depths of Alaska.
Yeah, so when you go into Denali National Park, you are not allowed to take your car, thank God, because it is dropped cliffs and bears everywhere. And if there were tourists allowed to drive, people would be dying. Seriously.
Wow.
So we took a bus ride 7 hours into a place where we had a cabin, no running water. We had propane lights. So you had to light a match and then turn on the gas and then it would light up. We had a fire stove, like a little oven, like to keep us warm at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our private outhouse that was pristinely clean.
Oh, good.
I think that's what the brochure said, that they keep it pristinely clean.
So the weather was pretty good, but if you were there, like, in the depths of the winter, then you would have to dredge through all the snow to get to the outhouse.
You would, but you can't really make it to that part of Denali in the winter. It's really only open between June and mid-September.
Oh, okay.
Is when this place that we stayed at is open. And so I kind of joked before that I knew there was going to be a lot of old people at the thing we were doing because it was expensive and my friend had done it and she's like, you're going to be the youngest people there. And we were 100% the youngest people there. Everybody was definitely in their late 50s to mid 60s. And then there was Jay and I celebrating our honeymoon. The people on this trip were celebrating their 40th anniversary. Most of them were celebrating.
That's hilarious.
40 years being married and above. And here we are.
That's awesome.
Newlyweds. And every day you would get to go on a hike and it would be easy, where they would just drive you places,
mm-hmm.
moderate, and strenuous. And for strenuous, like, my husband and I were a little nervous. We're like, oh, can we do strenuous? But then everybody raising their hand to do strenuous was like 65 years old. And I was like, Jay, if we can't keep up with 65-year-olds on a hike, we're doing something wrong. But I will say that these 65-year-olds were the fittest people I've ever seen in my life. These men, man, they just ran up those mountains.
Like, hiking's their thing.
Hiking is their jam. And it was like inspiration for me to live my life like them.
Okay.
So that many years from now, I can look like them. But it was really fun. We saw so many bears. I will never. luckily, we did not see a grizzly. We did see a grizzly that close when we were in the bus, but we were out one day. And so when you go out, you have to take bear spray.
Yeah, I heard.
And you also have to say, hey, bear, ho, bear.
Why?
What's
because
that?
You don't want to surprise a bear. So if you're out in the wilderness and there's just a couple of you, you don't want to be quiet. You actually want to be loud. So as you're walking, you want to be like, hey, bear, ho, bear. You know, and
you want to make sure that he sees you.
You want to make sure that he hears you because they really don't have an interest in you. So if you're just, they're more like going to be scared if you walk in between them and their cubs and surprise them.
Right.
So we're going out on a bike ride and they're like, all right, so if you see a bear, you know, put the bike in between you and the bear first.
Put the
bike,
sure,
and just stay, mm-hmm. you know, strong. And then if he's real curious and starts walking towards you, start getting big and loud. And then if he gets really close to you, that's when you spray them with pepper spray. Basically,
yeah,
it's like really strong pepper spray.
Wow!
And then hopefully they'll walk away.
Were you scared at all? Because this whole thing sounds miserable to me.
I was not scared until we were biking by ourselves, uh-huh. and way in the distance, my husband can spot anything, and he's like, "There's a grizzly," and there was a grizzly having a lot of fun in the sun. Like, they're real cute. They frolic. They get real excited because, you know, they kind of live a lonely life. So, like, rolling down a hill is pretty much their fun for the day.
That's their Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, that's their Schlitterbahn. And we see a grizzly, and he's eating berries. And then all of a sudden he starts running our direction and they can run fast. Now he was really far away, so we were fine. But I was like, can we go now, please? And my husband's like, no, he's far away. I'm like, I don't care. We have to go.
Yeah, start paddling.
Like, all of a sudden I was like, this is real scary. It just got real, real. Like, I'm like, oh, bears are cute. And then when you see one running in your direction in the wilderness, you're like, no,
not so
we
cute.
Gotta leave. Bye.
Wow.
But it was a really, really fun time. Yes, I did have to wake up at 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom, but luckily it's light. Pretty much whole time we
were there.
So it wasn't scary.
Wow. So then you had to take, what are the, like, a schedule for the bus to get back?
What do you mean? Like, the bus drove us in Monday and drove us out Friday.
So you knew exactly what time the bus was going to be there to drive you out.
Yes.
What if there was someone in the group that didn't make it back to the bus and the bus was your head count? What if you guys freaked out?
Look, this thing we were doing was like full on camp. Like, activities started at 9 a.m. in the morning, ended at 5.
Okay.
They rang bells. We told best day stories at 9.
Dude, oh my God.
It was a blast.
This is so miserable.
Yeah, this is like her W Hotel honeymoon, like, but in Alaska.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, glad you're back, Sarah. Congratulations.
Pictures. Text Alaska to 51993.
Yeah, check out Sarah's bearcation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.